If Mordred decided he could kill whoever was in the cottage, he'd do it. For food, if the inhabitants were edible, but food would only be a secondary consideration. The woods behind them had been teeming with game, and even if Mordred hadn't been able to catch his own supper, and in his spider form, Susanna was sure he would have been perfectly capable of doing that, they had left the remains of their own meals at a good many camps. No. He would come out of the snowy uplands fed, but not happy. Not happy at all. And so, woe to whoever happened to be in his path. On the other hand, she thought, only there was no other hand. And all at once it was too late anyway. The front door of the cottage opened, and an old man came out onto the stoop. He was wearing boots, jeans, and a heavy parka with a fur-lined hood. To Susanna, this latter garment looked like something that might have been purchased at the Army-Navy surplus store in Greenwich Village. The old man was rosy-cheeked, the picture of wintry good health, but he limped heavily, depending on the stout stick in his left hand. From behind his quaint little cottage, with its fairy-tale plume of smoke, came the piercing whinny of a horse.
"Sure, Lippy, I see 'em,"
the old man cried, turning in that direction.
"I got at least one good eye left, ain't I?"
Then he turned back to where Roland stood on the snowbank with Susanna and Oi flanking him. He raised his stick in a salute that seemed both merry and unafraid. Roland raised his own hand in return.
"Looks like we're in for some palaver whether we want it or not," said Roland.
"I know," she replied. Then to the bumbler, "Oi, mind your manners now, you hear?"
Oi looked at her, and then back at the old man without making a sound. On the subject of minding his manners, he'd keep his own counsel a while, it seemed.